הלב מלא בהמון תודה, והלם גם הוא איזה עולם נפלא.
Like a butterfly, come along and sing with us, hallelujah.
Hello, Church. Judy here. Jesus, you're the best pastor ever. We love you. I hope everyone's doing great today. I got to host. I sound a little weird because I've been throwing up for 2 days. I got food poisoning from my own food. I guess I ate it when it was a little bit bad, some bean dip I made. And it's been lovely. So I'm sort of really low on energy, but works out good because I'm home in bed. And Jerry is on the road going to pick up his daughter from college so she can be home for the weekend. I'm so happy that I can host. I'm grateful that Jesus heals us. He was so good to me. I was up in the night. It was coming out both ends, and I was like, I love you, Lord. Being me right now. And he did. He really helped me. I have to say it was horrible, but I had so much peace. I know it's weird, but I was suffering really bad, but luckily I'm a health food nut, and I always have, I don't really sell them anymore, but I used to sell herbs and vitamins, and I always have on stock activated black charcoal, and that keeps you out of the hospital every time, because when you go to the hospital, you know, if they have to pump your stomach, they give you black charcoal, and so you always want to have that around. You take 7 or 8 of those and just let everything come out, and it'll just kill it. So it took a while to work. This one was really bad. Anyway, I don't hardly ever get food poisoning. The last time I had it, it was a long time ago. But anyway, God bless the Lord for helping me, and he's so good to me. And I was up all night. My dog was helping me. And I was, are you sure you're not a dog? Because you seem like you're a dog, not a cat. My cats are like, good luck, lady. But Marty, he didn't leave my side. Anyway, no, they were sweet. Samchi looked concerned, but Bubs was out gallivanting the town. Anyway, that's my jackass life. Tana, I love you. Tana's going to work. Maybe she wants to say hi. I think she's getting ready for work.
Hello.
Thank you, Rosemary. Oh.
I love you.
Hi, Tana. Rosemary's telling a story in chat. I was reading it.
Oh,
her daughter.
I love you all.
Yes. Cool. We love you. We got to hear Tana before she leaves to work. What's
yes,
new in
I
your
love you, Jesus. Go ahead. What are you saying?
We love you, Lord. Me and Tana, we can't wait to see you. You should come tonight just to pick us up because we're like in love.
Amen. I agree.
We're just tempting you with our voices. Come, Lord. You know you
come
want to see us face to face.
He wants to squeeze our cheeks.
When I was like going to okay, so basically, on Thursday I had dropped my sister off at work, and then I went to work and I got the food poisoning after work. So I normally have to pick her up at 8 in the evening, and I couldn't do it. I'm like, oh my gosh, how is she going to get home? It's 10 miles away. So I go up to my nice neighbor who she's asked me for her help when she had kidney stones and different things going on. So I'm like, you know what? I helped her. Maybe she'll help me. But I couldn't get out of bed. And my son went up and got the neighbor and said, my mom wanted to know if you could come over. So she came over. And I'm like, hi. And I'm like moaning and I can't move. And I'm like, here's $20 in my car keys. Can you go get my sister from work? And I was just like, I can't talk. And then like right in front of her, I barfed 3 times. And she like ran out
of
the house. It's like, oh, no, it's okay, no problem. I'll go do it. and then when she went to pick up my sister, apparently she told my sister. And I just didn't want to worry my sister, you know, because I just felt bad. But I made it to work. And God's grace is so good. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but he was so good to me even now I'm really weak and everything is, my ribs are really sore from throwing up. But it's like, I just felt his peace helping me. And he could have healed me right then and there. But, you know, it's just we're subject to the world stuff sometimes. And I just couldn't believe how good he was to me. Because, like, I was worried about my sister and the neighbor helped. So God took care of that. And when my sister came home, she was so nice. She offered to get me 7-Up. And we never have asked that neighbor for help. So my sister got to know the neighbor. She goes, they're so nice. Because the woman lives with her daughter and her granddaughter. And her granddaughter's 15. So my sister had a good time, you know, driving home with them. And they took their big truck. They didn't want to take my car. And then I was up all night, most every hour, I would get little bits of sleep, but I had promised this teacher across the street that I would sub for him. And I promised him like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was like, there's no way. And my sister was like, you cannot go in. You can't even brush your hair. You look horrible, right? And nobody wanted me to go in today. But I was like, no, I have to. I promised him. And I know all his students. That was when I took the long-term sub job. Just for like, I didn't really take a permanent job. I just took like a, remember at the beginning of the school year, they needed to hire a teacher. So I got to know all the kids because I was there for like the first month. And so I it took me like half an hour to brush my hair. And I was like, God, just help me to go in and do what I promised for this teacher. And because I was only going to have to be there until 11 and I was going to get paid a full day because it was a minimum day. So I'm like, I can do this 8 to 11. I can walk across the street. So my sister drove me, and he gave me his total grace, right? As soon as the job was done at 11, my sister picked me up. I was burping and, you know, about to barf. But he gave me that grace, and when I saw the students, they were so sweet to me. They're like, you don't look bad. And they were so happy to see me, and they were being so nice. And I, like, had my head down on the desk, and they were being so good. I mean, the principal came in. He's like, I'm so glad you made it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to leave you guys high and dry because – across the street, they have been having a problem with not having enough subs, and so they call me all the time. And anyway, long story short, you guys, like, I know it's a horrible story that I was really sick, but, like, his grace was all throughout it. I could feel him helping me. It was really weird because, like, I was so sick last night, and I had such a high fever that I had to go outside in the freezing cold to, like, cool off. And my sister and son were, like, really deep asleep, and Marty was like going out there with me, and he doesn't have much hair. So he was comforting me and sitting out there with me. And I was like, just laying out there, looking up at the stars going, God, thank you for helping me. I love you. And even though I was in total agony, it was weird. I had his peace. I've never really experienced that before. Usually if I'm in that much agony, I'm just begging God to help me. But it was weird. I was like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it. I just really felt his mercy. And then like, who would have known I'd be able to go to work for like 3 hours and get paid for a full day and like keep my commitment? He totally helped me. It's just amazing. Like, I just couldn't believe it. I had some diarrhea when I was at work, but the bathroom was like 2 doors down, and the kids, they were just so happy to see me. They like, oh, we got this. We got this. Here, you go. And they were so cute. I'm going to be there again next Friday. They were giving me candy for Valentine's Day, and I was like, I love you guys. Anyway, so a lot of them are about to graduate now. But God is good, taking care of us. And sometimes just because we're in this world, you know, we get, it was my fault. I had bean dip that I made. It was so good. I made it Super Bowl Sunday. But I had made this pot of beans a week before Super Bowl Sunday. And in my mind, I was like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't eat those beans for much longer. But I was really busy and I forgot. And so I took it to work on Thursday, and when I was eating it, it didn't taste like super delicious, but I was just hungry, and I was like, whatever. And yeah, so I shouldn't have done that, and I knew it. I had mental note, throw those beans out. But anyway, Lord Jesus is so good. He's letting me spend the first half hour talking about food poisoning in his church. He really is non-religious, isn't he?
I love you. Yeah, we love you, Jesus.
The best, Jesus.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad the Lord blessed you and let you go to work today for 3 hours. And I'm glad you got candy because that's the best part right there, in my opinion.
I know. I just couldn't break.
Go ahead.
What's your testimony? What? No, you have a testimony? What?
I was supposed to say something interesting that happened yesterday, but you can finish what
you
said.
Tell us. You're going to be at work soon. Tell us.
Well, I was walking. I had walked to the bank from my house, and I was walking home, and I heard someone behind me. I heard their footsteps, so I moved over to one side of the sidewalk because I didn't want to take up the whole sidewalk. And they ended up walking up right next to me, and I looked over. I was kind of shocked because they were, like, walking with me. And it was a black man, and he just started talking to me, and I'm like, he sounded like, I'm like, oh, because he's, the way he was talking, I'm like, oh, no, is he, I'm like, is this man homeless, is he whatever, and he's telling me, and then I realized he was hearing impaired, because because of the way he was talking. And then he was like, kind of, he's like, hi, my name is, and then he was signing his name, kind of. And then he said, my name is Lawry or something like that. And then he was telling me how he and his fiance, he was looking for a job, and he and his fiance were going to be getting married. And I'm like, oh, okay. And but I was kind of startled because he just appeared, and I'm walking by myself. And, you know, there's a man. It's, you know, you as a woman, you always have to be careful. Like, but anyway, so I started. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So I kind of slowed down so he could walk ahead of me. But then he kind of put his hand on my back for me to walk with him. I'm like, you know, walking the same, you know, plane as he was walking. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, can I have a hug? And I'm like, okay. So, I mean, I didn't have a problem giving me a hug. I kind of looked at him like, okay, sure, I'll give you a hug. I mean, I didn't say that, but I said, so I hugged him. And he's like, okay, have a good day. And then he walked on, walked past me. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
That was interesting. I'm
Rosemary,
like, was that you, maybe, Jesus?
Yeah, Rosemary thinks maybe it was an angel. And I 100% believe that he is walking out here. My brother saw him, you guys. My brother, I was crying and had goosebumps when my brother told me all this stuff that happened when he was on the street. He saw Jesus, and he was telling everyone, and he didn't even look real special. He looked real regular, and he said, there he is. And my brother went chasing him around the corner, and then he disappeared. He was telling everyone, that's Jesus.
Huh.
He's here.
Huh.
And he wasn't drugs or anything. He was totally like, you know what I mean? He was, he
oh,
told
yeah,
me how
it
wonderful.
It wasn't hallucinating. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
awesome.
He said it was the most so freeing. He's doing so good right now. He's going to come visit us Monday. But he is like, and so when Rosemary was saying, I think he's here. He is here. He's here, and he's taking us home soon. And, but, yeah.
So I'm like,
is
that you, Jesus? So, yeah, I was like, that's interesting. He just wants a hug.
He said,
and then
I'm getting married
away.
Soon. I mean,
yeah. I know. He said, I'm like, oh, was that a flirt? Like, are you, you know, talking about a fiancé and getting married and, to find work.
I told Jerry he's
getting a new job.
Yeah, he's so shady. I bet it was him. I bet you it was. I'm not even kidding. I do. I think it was.
And I'm like, oh,
I told Jerry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You told Jerry what?
Oh no, go ahead. Go.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I said afterwards, I'm like, sorry, Lord, if that was you, that I was kind of startled for a minute and kind of unsure, just because it was a weird situation, you know.
I know,
and,
but he gave you the ability to not be afraid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it probably was. I would think so. I mean, you know what? People think this stuff is weird. It's not weird. Jesus, I'll tell you what's weird is our politics and government. Now, that's weird. I had a really
very
cool
weird.
Thing
the
happen.
The world is very weird. Go ahead. You had a really cool thing happen. Go ahead.
The day that I got sick. OMG. I called Jerry because I couldn't even contain it. I had to tell somebody right away. And his two daughters were in the car, 16 and 13. And I said, put it on speakerphone now. And I'm like, you guys, you're not going to believe what just happened. Okay, so this was the day I got really sick, but it was before I got sick. Okay, so like I'm at my job teaching at the school that a lot of the kids know me at now because I've been going to work every day. Okay. And so, I'm teaching in the class, and you guys know I don't do any kind of, like, preaching or anything anymore. I'm just like, Jesus is coming. He said my job is done. And unless it just flows naturally, he's told me, he's given me permission to just totally be rapture-centric and brave for him and just be with him. Okay, so I just basically go to get paid and leave, and, oh, thank you. And so, okay, so I'm teaching science, right? And so a girl in the class, she is, thank you. My sister gave me a 7-Up. She's so nice. Okay, so this was Thursday. So a girl in the class is studying to get confirmed for catechism, and she's like 17, or not catechism, but what is it, a confirmation when you're in Catholic? I don't know. Anyway, she had to write this thing.
I think
but
it's
it was
confirmation or something. Yeah, it's confirmed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said it was confirmation. So, and so, okay, so... What happened? Oh, I had to turn it on, but it went all down. Okay. So, long story short, in the middle of class, she raised her hand, and she goes, hey, do you know what this word means in English? Because the class that I was teaching at was largely So I said, oh, yeah, that's blaspheme. And she wanted me to explain what it meant because she knew what it meant in Spanish, but she wasn't sure English. She just wasn't sure. She just wanted to make sure. And she's like, do you know anything about the Bible? And I go, oh, just a teeny bit. And in my spirit, I was like laughing to myself because, you know, Jesus knows I'm not working. I'm not working for him anymore. I'm just waiting for him to get me. And so I was real casual. I said, yeah. So I went and explained it to her and everybody was listening. She goes, so what exactly is the unforgivable sin? So I'm going on, and I'm talking all about it. And it was totally effortless. It was totally fine. Jesus was in it. One kid at the end of class told me he felt the anointing, so he moved closer to where I was sitting. Okay, so here's what happened. So we get in this discussion about everyone was in on it, and God and Jesus and the Illuminati and the greatest power and Ouija boards, and everyone's talking. And then they're looking to me for answers. And I'm just, in my head, I'm getting prophetic words for this one kid. And I'm like, I am not doing this. I'm not doing this, Lord. Because the things he was telling me, I am not saying that. And Jesus was like, I know, but you will. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not saying it out loud here right now. So while the kids were talking, I'm talking to Jesus in my head as I'm responding. And I'm like letting him know I'm not doing that. I almost was fired before he pulled me out because of, you know, my apocalypse club and all my stuff. I mean, I don't know, but I think I would have been maybe, but nobody like let me know that I was, but I got talked to a couple times because they said I was scaring people about the end of the world. I'm scaring students. Anyway, so I am just like, but I'm feeling the electricity of the Lord in the room and I didn't bring any of it on. I didn't make any of it happen. I wasn't trying to engage anyone. I'm not trying to get anyone saved. Jesus already told my son, I've already counted. It's all done. So I'm just like, you know, I'm seriously here to get paid and I got to get home and homeschool my kid. And, you know, and that's it. I have no commitment. I love everybody, of course. And I love kids. I don't want to sound cold hearted. It's just that I know what I'm doing. And so I was resisting the prophecy that he was giving me for this kid. But I'm like, okay, but I'm not saying this right now and here. And Jesus was like messing with me. It was funny. I could feel him like, he knows that I'm addicted to his total anointing, and so I was, like, happy, but I was, like, arguing with him while we're having this great discussion. Okay, so at the end of class, the kid stays after, and he came over to thank me for everything I shared, and this was the kid that God was prophesying to me about and all these things, and I said, I have to tell you what God's telling me about you, and the kid got so, he was amazed. He goes, wow, and he was like, and I said, so, because he's 17, and the Lord told him that he was coming soon, but he didn't know what it meant. He didn't even know about the rapture. So he used to get attacked by demons, and he started going to this little church, and they were helping him, and so he, like, was asking me all these questions. He's like, what is the rapture? Because Jesus told me he was coming soon. I didn't know what it meant. And I'm like, then why do I have to even be here? He's totally rapture-centric, but he didn't even know why. He's like, and then when Jesus told him all this amazing stuff, he said, then why do I have to still be here? Because he doesn't want to be here on this earth because of all the stuff God told him that he was going to do. And so when I said, oh, that's the rapture, he goes, what's the rapture? He goes, Revelation is my favorite book, but I don't understand it. So we talked for like half an hour after class, okay? And as I'm talking to him, the food poisoning started to kick in because I had eaten the bean dip at 10, so now it's 3 o'clock. And I'm starting to burp while I'm talking to him, and I'm like about to throw up. He's like, are you okay? But I felt the anointing of God so strong. I said, I'm sorry if I throw up on you, but I feel really sick right now, but I feel like I need to tell you all this stuff. And he was telling me all, his mom got deported back to Mexico. His dad, he has a story, let me tell you. And he is the neatest kid. Oh, my gosh. So he didn't really understand all these things that God was doing. But he goes, I know, I'm hearing him tell me all these things, and I know God is real. And so then he missed his bus, but I'm not allowed to take kids, you know, in my car, unless it's off campus. So I go, okay, I got to go now because I think I'm going to throw up. I got to get home. And he's like, okay, I think I might have missed my bus. I go, well, just if I see you on the street, I'll pick you up. He's like, okay. So then I did, and I honked, and he got in the car. And then God did more sharing. I told him all about the tribulation. And God told him that he was going to heal sick people, that he was going to save people and all this stuff. So I told him he was a tribulation worker, and it all made sense to him because he was trying to do all that stuff now, but it was awkward. It wasn't working. And he was like, this all makes sense. So when I was prophesying over him in my car, it was all blurting out because I was so sick. By this time when I was in my car, I was like burping like every other sentence. And he was like, oh, my gosh, I hope you're okay. I'm like, I just got to keep telling you this stuff. So I'm like so sick. And when I called Jerry and his daughters, I'm like burping as I'm telling them everything on my way home. And then I'm like, okay, you guys, I'm home. I'm going to barf. But I was so excited. I was so like jazzed up from the Lord for what he was doing. Okay, so what I prophesied on the kid was I said, you're not even going to see 20, and he's 17. I go, you won't even see 20. You're probably not even going to see the end of this year. The Lord wants you to stop worrying. Your job, your time is almost here. And then I told him right before Jesus comes, right before he comes to rapture the church, you're going to save some people and they're going to get healed through you. But that's your earthly ministry is going to be very short. Your main ministry is going to be after the rapture. You're going to come back. And I had to tell him, even though I was so sick, and he was so happy. He goes, I wish I knew more people like you. He goes, no one understands me. And it was so cute. He gave me his number, but I'm not, going to call or anything. But he's like, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. And I'm like, no, get out of my car. I'm going to go throw up now. So I dropped him off. He was with his auntie because his mom got deported. And it's really crazy. So then I had enough energy driving home to call Jerry and tell him and his daughters. And then I was totally sick after that. I was just like, as soon as I got home, I was down for the count. Yeah, I've been like this ever since, except I was able to go to work for four. I don't know how I did that. Jesus was so good, because as soon as I got home, I'm sitting here. I'm so nauseous. Oh, my God. It's horrible. But anyway, no, it's okay, Michelle. I meant to tell you this when I saw your email. When I asked God, why am I still here? What is my purpose? He said it's just to welcome him when he gets here. I'm totally, that's it. That's the only thing I have. That's it. So, Michelle, don't feel like you have no purpose, because I don't. I really don't. I'm not preaching anymore. I really don't. I honestly, you don't understand. Like, I am not who I used to be. It's because of the Lord. He did this. I'm very rapture-centric. I'm very focused on my groom. I have no desire to work for him, because he's not calling me to do that. He's calling me to engage with him, because he's about to marry me. So, Michelle, when I asked him, he had to give me an answer, because I was, like, so depressed. I'm just like, but not in a bad way, in a rapture-centric way, okay? I'm very happy. I have the joy of the Lord. I'm a very blessed person. But, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, Michelle, he told me that was my purpose. So that's why, I can hang in there one more day. If I'm here one more day, because I'm the welcoming committee. And if I were God and I wanted to come back to get my bride, I would want a bunch of people saying, come, we love you. And that's what he told me. That's my purpose right now, just to welcome him. So I do that each day. And once I do that, I'm like, okay, I'm done. That was all I had to do today. So, Michelle, just try not to, I know, but just try to hang in there and don't feel useless, because, see, the world is very performance-oriented, but God is not. In fact, he is very disgusted by the performance that the world puts on us. He wants us to embrace just being loved by him. And out of and I don't think anyone really gets there. I'm barely there. We can just embrace that. You don't need to have some big purpose. You don't have to have some big career. I mean, if he wants you to have it, you will. Okay? You know what I'm saying? But it's like this world makes you think you have to do this, this, and this. So then when you get to know Jesus, they make you think you have to do this, this, and this. And I'm telling you from experience, man, I was on that mission field, globe trotting, 3 years, worldwide ministry, taking teams of people out all over the nation, you guys. And I got homesick for my Jesus. So you can be doing all kinds of stuff for him, and that's why I really understand that scripture. It says, it's but filthy rags, I never knew you. They're going to, but Jesus, I did this, I did this. He's like, I didn't know you. You didn't talk to me. What I have now with him is total, it's beautiful. And the world doesn't put a value on that, but Jesus does. He puts a value on the fact that all I care about is I want to see him and I don't want to be here. He thinks it's really cool that I have talents, I have gifts, but I don't want to spend them on this earth anymore. I just want to be, I want, it for him. So just hang in there, because there's a great reward. I'm telling you, there's a great reward. And yes, it means he's coming soon. He told me that 3 nights ago. He told me when I woke up, he said, I'm coming soon. Just boom, it was that quickly. It was like that, I'm coming soon. And I forgot to tell, he usually called Jerry on the way to work and tell him, oh, it's another day. And I told him Jesus told me that. I totally forgot. I'm like, oh, by the way, he told me he's coming soon. And so he did tell me that. But, I mean, I know he is. He doesn't even need to tell me. It's just nice when he kind of flirts.
I know. It's like, tell us something we don't know.
I know, right?
We love you, Jesus, and we know you're coming any second in a blink. We're waiting anxiously and patient and trying to be patient.
I know. I'm going to try and be patient, too. Yeah, Michelle, I mean, seriously, yeah, Tana, because the thing is, just think about marriage on this earth. I mean, if you're not totally into the person you're marrying, you really shouldn't get married, you know? Like, it's a time in a couple's life to be really, like, self-centered, and it's acceptable. In fact, the world expects that this couple is so into each other, they're so starry-eyed, and they expect that. I mean, if you're not like that, people are like, you probably shouldn't get married, you know? So, I mean, this is how we are for Jesus. And it's different, though, because it's not a physical thing, spiritual consummation. So that's why we're rapture-centric. That's why we could care less about anything. And it's hard for people to understand it, but we know what it is. I know what it is because I live two completely different, in two different realms at the same time. I'm totally miserable, and I'm totally happy because I'm here. And he showed me all this stuff. He landed on my kid. He totally wrecked my life. He wrecked my life to tell me he's coming. So, I mean, I'm glad he did. I'm glad he fell on my son. I'm glad I know all these things about the future. It's freaking awesome. But it's torture because we're still here. So we live in these two realms, and Jesus trusted us that he could do this with us, and we wouldn't get bitter, we wouldn't get mad, we wouldn't give up. And I won't. Even when I was barfing and really sick, I was like, I love you so much, Lord. I was saying that instead of saying, Jesus, heal me. I found myself, and that's why I was shocked too, because normally if I'm in pain, that's what I would do. But I was like, I love you so much. You're so good. And then I'd be like, bleh, you know, throw up again. And then Jerry was like, I bet it's warfare because you minister to that kid. You guys, it was big time ministry. God loves that boy. God wants to tell that boy so many things. And here I am, like, throwing up and spending all this time with his kids. And I hadn't actually thrown up at that point. I was just burping a lot. But the kid and Jerry was like, oh, it's warfare. The devil's mad. I'm like, Jerry, you know what? No, the devil can't touch me. Mr. Shady's letting this happen. And honestly, I think it was just the bean dip. But, you know, I'm not giving him any glory. When Jerry said that, I was, like, in the middle of almost throwing up. And I'm not afraid of that punk. And I got really, like, jackass mode. I was like, Jerry, no devil can come make me throw up and do all this to me. I'm not getting attacked unless the Lord let him. And then I'm like, bring it on. I'll puke my guts out, devil. Yeah, because enjoy your little time right now. And Jerry was laughing because I was being so ridiculous. And it actually made me feel scared when I was saying all that, but honestly, it was just a bean dip. I was stupid. I ate it. I felt sick right after. I could start to feel my stomach not digesting it, and I was like, oh. And I had reminded myself the day before, throw it out, and I forgot. So it just so happens it was the day that I was ministering to this kid, and the anointing came on really strong, you know. But, I mean, I don't give the devil any credit. He, you know what, and if God lets him attack me, sure, go for it, because it's only to make me stronger. I don't believe in, that doesn't fit my theology that I get randomly attacked. That's not what scripture says, and that's not what Jesus taught me. So that's why I think I was able to say, like, when I was really sick out both ends, because it really was coming out both ends at the same time. And I was like, I love you, God, you're so good. And I don't recall a time ever doing that, to be honest, you guys. So this is, I really have evolved in my relationship with God, because I was just, like, thanking him. You're so good. I love you so much. You're so good. I wasn't mad at him. He's the only thing good in my life. And if he wants to let the devil get me, I know it's for my good, but I know that's not what it was. Hi, Raina. We love you. Welcome. It's girls' night. I love you.
I have a praise report for Jesus, actually. I forgot to tell you.
Jesus,
We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayers. Thank you, God, for answering my prayers. There was this little dog that went viral on Facebook, and this little dog, he was dropped off by his owners. It said he was betrayed. The owners had him, walked him in by a leash into this, like, dog rescue center or whatever those kinds of places are, and just took the leash off and left. And so this poor dog was sitting in the cage, just like so heartbroken and just so devastated that he wouldn't really move. And he just sat like with his head down. You could see in the picture that he was so sad and depressed and heartbroken. And no one wanted to adopt him. So like for Christmas, they put a Christmas sweater on him, making him look more appealing. And no one adopted him. He was code red, like he was going to be taken to be euthanized if no one adopted him. And this poor baby, you could just see how sad and heartbroken it was. It was making me cry. So I prayed for the puppy. I prayed for the puppy. And the next day, I guess three people, he's adopted now. Three people went in to adopt him. And he's adopted. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for sending him a family. And he has dog sisters too now. So praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For people that say animals don't have feelings, that's not true. Because you could see he was so heartbroken, devastated. I could just see his spirit was like trash.
Right.
You know, from that.
Right.
His mommy and daddy just dropped him off and left him.
His family
so
just dropped him off.
Yeah, his family just dropped him off. They walked him into the shelter, this dog shelter. They took off his leash and just left. And it's kind of like they abandoned, abandoning a child. You know, they abandoned their dog. They're a baby.
Okay.
And he was just sitting in the cage. You could see. I could read his spirit. It was like you could just see. I mean, you wouldn't even have to read his spirit. You could see how heartbroken and devastated he was, and so sad. So that's why I just prayed for him, the Lord, to bring him a family, you know, that would love him.
And did they, I hope they follow up with happy pictures.
So 2 days later, I saw the thing of him being adopted, and that was probably an old thing that was posted, and, you know, he probably had already was adopted at that point. But then I wasn't giving the Lord credit for answering my prayers at the moment. And then my friend was like, no, you prayed for him. The Lord answered your prayers. And so I happened to look, and the story was, it said in the story that he was adopted, like, after the picture went viral, he was adopted the next day. And I had prayed that day when the picture was out. So the Lord did answer my prayers. So thank you, Lord.
He's so good.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
It breaks my heart. I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, because the post was like from, she said an hour ago, that was 2 days later, and it said an hour ago the dog was adopted. So, and I had prayed, you know, 2 days ago. So, yeah, so God is good. He loves his babies. He loves
us,
and he answers our prayers.
That's why he showed my son the vision of angels. Some angels, some animals had one angel to themselves. And some animals shared an angel when they were going up in the rapture. They had one in one arm and one in the other. And he saw some angels just carrying one animal all by themselves. That's how important they are to God, that he's sending his angels to pick them up, the pets. My son saw that vision. It was beautiful. He saw one angel with one animal and one in the other arm, carrying them oh so carefully going up. And he said some animals get one angel all to themselves.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's beautiful. And that's why he gives us a heart for creatures. And it's so beautiful. I'm really glad he got adopted. God is so good. He's so good. I wish I could get euthanized.
Yeah, but, you know, and then I'm like, well, if he does get euthanized, he's going to Jesus and he's going to be happy and all his troubles will be forgotten. But, you know, I would rather not have him killed. I would rather have him loved on earth,
exactly.
You know, and just taken in the rapture. So.
Because the power of love is transforming, and it's going to transform the humans in his life, too.
Yeah, so.
I mean,
praise the Lord.
I mean, Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, so thank you, Abba. Thank you, Jesus. You're amazing. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we're ready for us to be poofed. Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to be great. He's coming. And nothing's going to collapse till he comes and gets us, guys. It's okay. It's looking real bad, but that's good. I know other places things are occurring, but I believe what he's revealed to two prophets that I love.
Yeah.
Little
supposedly
John.
The okay.
Yeah.
Okay, supposedly the gas leak is supposedly the gas leak is capped. Just so you know.
Yeah, I saw that, Tana. I was like, supposedly. Come on, Tom is not happy about that.
Like what?
I know. Come on. This place is about to blow. No, it's just because Tana's there. They capped it. Good job, Tana. You kept your area safe. But,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Well, I'm going to put a song on, and I'm feeling really nauseous, you guys, so I think I need to end the show.
Okay,
so
I just got to work, so I love y'all. Go ahead.
I'll
play away.
Tana, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I love you.
Feel better.
Song in the
love you.
Jokes. I can't talk anymore. It hurts. Okay, we love you, Lord, so let's worship him as a church, and then I'm going to end it, if that's okay. All right.
God said it's going to be okay. God said that. He told me to tell y'all that he said that. It's going to be okay with the sad people out there. This isn't an opinion. It's a fact.
That silent night, when God came down as a holy child. Mary was starting to feel the labor. The inn was full, so they went to the stable. The town was buzzing and full of life. It's anything, baby, but a silent night. Well, baby, Jesus was meek and mild. The barnyard gang was going wild. The camel spitting, the donkeys kicking. The mother hen chasing baby chicken. Not a soul gonna sleep.
Let my song join the world and never. cause he lives. Amen.
See you in the air, RCC. I love you guys. Bye.